Hi, I'm Keith Bankston, Senior Program Manager in the PowerShell group within Windows Server. Windows Server 2016 adds tons of new PowerShell features over Windows Server 2012 R2. The main focus areas were enabling community code sharing, aligning with DevOps, and improving security. Some of these features will be familiar to those who installed Windows Management Framework 5.0, but Windows Server 2016 has all of those 5.0 features, as well as some additions, built in. So companies who were waiting for these features to be part of Windows no longer need to wait. Part of the issue, though, is how do I learn all of these new features? PowerShell in Windows Server 2016 makes this easier for you by allowing you to leverage the work that's been done by others and who have shared their code to learn the new PowerShell features faster. This demo is going to show you how to use PowerShell Git to acquire code that's been shared for use with Jia, or just enough administration, and desired state configuration, two key new features. PowerShell Git is part of the operating system, as I mentioned a little bit ago. Let's take a look at the commandlets that are available there. As you can see, there are find, get, install, save, uninstall, and update commandlets that are part of this module. What these do is these allow you to acquire code that's been shared via the PowerShell gallery. The PowerShell gallery is a place that is hosted by Microsoft for third parties and for Microsoft to share code modules. All of this is available freely, and there are, as you can see, over 900 items that are available on a wide range of topics. Now, what we're going to focus on today is showing you how to use Jia and also desired state configuration. Now, as I mentioned, this is a very brief demo. We're not going to be able to show you everything you need to know. More, we're going to show you where you can get the information. Now, as you see here, there is a module out on the PowerShell gallery that covers Jia. Let's see what it actually looks like. As a best practice, you should always save the module, see what's there, inspect it, and then when you're comfortable with it, install the code. So we're going to navigate the module and see the pieces that are available. Well, there's obviously documentation, there's the DSC resources, examples. All of these things are the things that you're going to find in the modules that come from Microsoft. And we also heavily encourage third parties to do the same thing. Include the documentation, include the examples, so that others can learn from them more quickly. Now, DSC code, what is that all about? Well, this module includes the get target resource, set target resource, and test target resource components that are part of every DSC resource. This is how you build DSC code. And you can look through this code and find out how you learn not only DSC, but in this particular case, how you create a Jia endpoint, because all of that code has been shared here in this module for your use. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we actually had an example? As it turns out, there are examples that are available to you. We're going to open up and use Demo 1, which is the first example that has been built into this module. And as you see here, it creates a DSC configuration. DSC resources, XGIA Toolkit happens to be one of them, and you can see this here, are built into configurations in a way that's pretty easy to read. You can say, I'm going to modify process and build a Jia endpoint, and then run that as a configuration and set it up. Now, in order to actually use this, we are going to have to install the module. Now that we have the module installed, now I can go ahead and take this part of the example and run it and see what happens. Now that that configuration piece has run, and you will notice that we didn't make you wait the 35 seconds or so for it to execute, we've gone ahead and set up the configuration and it's ready to run. And you can see that if I use this, I'm going to end up with this configuration name that I can then take advantage of. And if I do it, it should modify what the stop process command can do. Now that's what Jia is all about, is it says I can use this endpoint, and when a user connects to it, then the commands and the parameters for those commands are modified and different. You can see here that the stop process command is severely limited, at least if I use this endpoint that has been set up. So what does stop process normally look like? Normally, I have a lot of options that are available to me, but when I use this Jia endpoint that we just set up using a DSC configuration, you can see that it's severely constrained. Now, the point is not, hey, here's everything that you need to know about Jia. The point is that I just acquired code from the PowerShell gallery that got me started using Jia and got me started using DSC in virtually no time at all. So what other things are available to me? Well, it turns out there's a lot that's available for Azure, and if I want to learn how to be using Azure, I can take advantage of that. There's DSC resources and lots of modules that contain DSC resources. And if I want to learn other new features, such as the Pester test automation tool, well, that is available also. And the whole point of all of this is not, again, to try to teach you all of these things, but rather to show you that even test automation tools, which are built into Windows Server 2016, can be learned by acquiring modules from the PowerShell gallery. This is another module that's available to you for free. You'll notice that it's got unit and integration tests built in that will help you make sure that this module works in your environment, but it'll also help you learn how to use this new Pester feature. So, in summary, getting started quickly using the new features of PowerShell that are included in Windows Server 2016, you can take advantage of the things that are on the PowerShell gallery, powershellgallery.com, by using the PowerShell get commandlets and installing them, looking at the code, looking at the work that has been done by people who have gone before you to get started more quickly. Here's some links that are shown to you that will help you find more information. Of course, there's a great deal of information about all of Windows Server 2016, as well as the Microsoft.com/PowerShell homepage, PowerShell Gallery, and you'll see a link to GitHub.com/PowerShell. This is where we do our open source development. I want to thank you for your time. This is Keith Bankston of the PowerShell team in Windows Server 2016.